All right, second vehicle you drove, which this is one where I get lots of listeners that comment on this particular vehicle. This is a very popular vehicle in our neck of the woods, in all of our listening audience, and that is the Toyota 4Runner. So which year, which model of that did you drive?
Yeah, Dad, so we've been looking forward to this car and waiting for this for a little bit, which is the 2025 4Runner. This was the Limited, which gives you the third row on this vehicle. And some of your listeners are going to say, well, why the 2025? Well, this is, especially if you're listening to this now or in the future, this is when they redesigned it, right? So we've been waiting for the redesigned 4Runner, Dad, for years now. They finally delivered it. All of them now come with a turbocharged four-cylinder engine. You've got updated interior. And I'll just say this. If you're wanting to know what the interior looks like, number one, go out and see it yourself. Number two, Toyota's really synonymous, Dad, with kind of keeping what works in a lot of their other vehicles, especially mm-hmm. their SUVs, and kind Correct. Of transferring it. So it's got the big old display in the front, similar styled knobs. And it works well, Dad, because if you've gotten into one and then you hop into another, you know where everything's at. You're not constantly searching for this button or that button or whatever it might be. Their infotainment system works really, really well, which is fantastic. Let me see what else here. I did mention this does have a third row. I will say this, Dad, that third row isn't going to do much other than being able to say it's a third row. Even for my kiddos, getting into that third row is hard-pressed, and especially when you put it up, you do not have a lot of room behind that third row for cargo. However, if you maybe just need that extra seat, Dad, right, you need that extra little bit of room, and you can keep one of them one side down, you can put the other side up, definitely would be something that I consider, because the Limited, I believe, is one of the trim levels that does have it. Price point, Dad, the SR5 is kind of the low level, about $43,000, and we drove the Limited, and I actually do have the window sticker on this car, Dad, as it sits, $62,740. But again, that's on the higher end, Dad. It's got all of the bells and whistles that you want on it, all of the different things that you would like. People are going to ask, well, how does this run, Richard? Well, that turbocharged engine, Dad, which is a very similar engine that they've been putting in a lot of their other vehicles, their SUVs and trucks, runs really well at our altitude. However, I will say this. You're not going to gather a whole lot more fuel economy as a result of it, Dad. But at the same time, I don't know if you're buying I'll just say this. If you're buying a 4Runner for your fuel economy, I'm not sure you're buying it for great purposes. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, Dad, it still is, and you've done this because you've driven these forever, done work on them, all sorts of things. One of the most ready off-road equipped vehicles straight from the lot that you can buy out there, right?
Pretty much. The only competition for this, of course, is a Bronco or a Wrangler, of course, but they're both different vehicles. The 4Runner, again, has its own, I'll say it, cult following, whereby there's people that will only buy a 4Runner. And I'll also say this, a lot of them probably never see a gravel road, it, at the end of the day, but it really doesn't matter. If that's the vehicle they like, that's what they're buying, and that is a very popular vehicle, meaning the resale value on it has been, will be high, just like they always have been.
Absolutely. And again, this is a car, Dad, that you can take, especially here in Colorado, go up and out, go up to the mountains, do whatever you want to. And again, with that updated engine, you have the ability to pretty much go wherever you want to go, Dad. And like you said, it does hold its value. It is a Toyota. They're still tried and true. They've done that forever. It's got a lot of the off-road features that maybe you would add that, kind of come standard on them, especially depending on the trim level you get, right? You can kind of get mm-hmm. as much or as little of those as you want. And then the last thing I'll say is this. You get a lot of that off-road functionality, Dad, without having to give up some on-road comfort.
That's with right.
some of those other competitors you mentioned.
That's right.
You kind of do, right? You have to give up a little bit in the way of creature comforts in order to get some of those off-road pieces. So outside of that, folks, I know a lot of you have been wanting to learn more about this. There's only so much we can cover in these reviews. Check it out yourself. Head to your local dealers. I know they're starting to get to dealers lots more and more. And then also call, ask questions, email us. But when you do go to the dealer, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.